This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Lawmakers in D.C. are marking the anniversary of the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Nearly all of Colorado's House delegation was in the chamber when rioters broke into the Capitol a year ago. Representative Joe Neguse texted his wife that he loved her. Congressman Jason Crow comforted a nearby colleague, while Representative Diana DeGette says for her family, the day was a scary echo of earlier fears for her on 9/11.
My kids, who are now grown adults, it was almost like PTSD for them. And so I think that on January 6th, I'll make sure to really be with my kids and making sure that they're okay.
Representative Jason Crow has been pushing for more support for law enforcement, staff, and others who were trapped in the Capitol that day. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Boulder County Sheriff's Office has discovered the partial remains of an adult on Marshall Road in Boulder County. Authorities say they may be connected to one of the people missing after the Marshall fire. The Sheriff's Office and Coroner's Office are continuing to investigate. Recovery efforts for the Marshall fire now turn to finding housing for the victims. Superior Mayor Clint Folsom told NPR's Here and Now he's concerned because Colorado already has a tight housing market.
I called Bob and said, Bob, I'm sorry, your home's gone. And it was a difficult call. I mean, my mom lost her own home. I mean, that call was also just, you know, gut-wrenching to tell my own mom that her house is gone.
More than 1,000 homes were lost or damaged by the Marshall Fire. Officials worry Colorado's tight housing market will make finding homes for victims more difficult. This is CPR News and KRCC.